Hi, today I'm taking a bit of a risk. I'm just going to do a quick release on expecting the worst. Because it's in there anyway, and the more we get it out into consciousness, the better we can release it. If we don't release it, yet every time we start this project, we're thinking, oh, but it's not going to work. Very familiar, I'm sure. Certainly familiar for me. If we just pretend that's not happening, then it's going to be in control. So when we're released, we're fearless. So even if a thought of low expectations comes in, we don't really care because we know it's just a thought. So we can't do that just with mind. We might say we want to be in that state of mind, but we can't do that just with thinking. We need to release. So let's do it. So just for now, allow yourself just to be as you are in this moment. Whatever's going on in the mind, whatever's going on in the body, just as best you can, just allow it to be just as it is. Maybe just sigh. Sighing's wonderful. It's like a release. So just settle into wherever you are now. And just notice whatever's here. We don't have to do anything with it, just noticing. And then bring this project to mind, this project that you're involved in, or a goal you might have, or something you're trying to do at the moment, whatever it is. And just bring it to mind. And just allow whatever you feel about that just to be here now. And then could you just allow yourself to imagine failing miserably at it? It's all going to go wrong. You're going to waste a load of time and money. Everyone's going to know about it. And just allow yourself all those doubts. All the possibilities of failure, just allow them to be here. All the ways you're not going to get the work done. All the ways someone else is going to get in your way. All the competition, imagine that. Whether it's artwork, a business, or a job. Just allow yourself just to imagine being beaten by the competition. Imagine that no one's interested in what you've got to offer. And just welcome the thoughts. So just allow yourself to just imagine the worst possible outcome. Welcome any resistance to thinking about that or acknowledging it's here. Any fear of those thoughts? Any sense that you shouldn't think them because you might make them happen? And just allow yourself to imagine the worst possible outcome. Everything's gone wrong. Welcome any sense that you need to do something to avoid this set. Welcome sense you need to do something to avoid this situation, to make sure this doesn't happen. We know what happens when we try and avoid something, right? So just welcome any and all resistance to this sequence of events. Any sense that you have to avoid it, have to make sure the worst outcome doesn't come about. And then just welcome any sense that actually you kind of like this scene of failure and degradation. Oh, I don't have to start another business if this one goes wrong. I don't have to have another relationship if this one goes wrong. Any sense that failure gets you off the hook, and just welcome it. And just notice how personal all of this feels, that it would be your failure. And just allow it to feel as personal as it does. And just allow whatever comes up around the personal. And then just take a step back or a step inwards, whatever works for you. And can you just notice that all of this is happening in or on something? All of these thoughts are swirling about. Lots of pictures, sensations, lots of imaginary people. What will they think? And just allow all of those thoughts to just swirl around in consciousness. Pictures, sensations, sounds, allow all the judgments, stories, and conclusions you might have about this. And then just for now and as best you can, could you just let some or all of this go? Maybe these future scenarios aren't quite so real. Maybe they're a little more transparent. And again, as always with the Sedona method, if the answer to any of these questions is no way, or even a little no, just allow the no. And then just check in, where are you now? How are you doing with this? Welcome any reactions or resistance to the process, or welcome any pleasure in it or freedom that you've already got. And just allow yourself to be however you are with this process right now. And let's just run through that again. This time we're going to use a holistic release, which means that we release another side. So you'll see how it works as we go along. So bring to mind again this project that you're doing, or business that you're starting, a job application, a creative project, or even a relationship, whatever it is. And just bring it to mind. Allow yourself to just be exactly as you are with it, all the pictures of the future, all the scenarios that are going on, and just allow it all to be here. Maybe looking into the past to see if you can find evidence of whether it's more or less likely to succeed. And just be as you are with whatever's here. Notice any wanting to do anything with or about any of this. Any resistance to these thoughts. Any resistance even to thinking about the project or just allowing it to be here. And then just envisage the worst possible outcome. Total failure. All the money's gone, the person's left. All the rejection letters. And just allow those pictures just to be here as best you can. And any resistance to them or any wanting to indulge them a little bit, it's all part of the same thing, so we just allow it to be here. Welcome any sense that you need to do anything with or about any of this. And just allow it all to float through consciousness, pictures, sensations, sounds. Then we go to the other side. Now imagine the best possible outcome. It all goes exactly to plan, even better than you want it to. And just picture that outcome. I don't know about you, but sometimes we find we've actually got more resistance to the good outcome. Don't worry about that if it doesn't happen to you. If it does happen to you, if that is the case for you, just welcome the resistance to the good outcome. So just allowing that perfect outcome, even better than perfect outcome, just to be present, just to be here. And then again, welcome any idea that you need to do something with that, that you need to hold on to it, that you need to make it bigger, that you need to really believe it. And just allow all of that just to be here. And then just check in, how are you doing? And whatever's here is absolutely welcome here, as always, with the Sedona Method. And then let's go back to the thing we started with, the poor outcome. And just imagine, bring this project to mind, and the worst possible outcome. Total failure. The person's gone, the money's gone, everything's gone. You're just left with nothing. And again, welcome that scenario as best you can, and also welcome any resistance to it or any idea that you need to do something with or about it. And then we go back to the good side. So can you just welcome the most magnificent outcome? It's almost like everything just got out of your way and this whole project far exceeded expectations. The new relationship was better than anything you could have imagined. The business just took off almost effortlessly. The job is like, well, they gave you even higher salary than you wanted. And then you got three other applications, and the job, they gave you three times your salary, plus you got three other offers through the post on the same day. So just imagine even a ludicrously good outcome. And just enjoy it as best you can and welcome up or just acknowledge anything that gets in the way of that. Just let it be. And just as best you can, just allow these ludicrously good outcomes. And any sense that you need to do something with those, that you need to hold on to them, that you need to somehow keep them or that you need to get them or that you need to get rid of them. Maybe you think they'll jinx you or that it's too good to be true or whatever your mind's doing with them, just allow it to be here. And then just check in. How are you doing? Just allow yourself to be just as you are in this moment. And again, take a step back and just notice what all of this is appearing in or on. The good outcome, the bad outcome, the good outcome, the bad outcome. They're all appearing on something or in awareness. They're all being created in there. Cinema in the head. Doesn't mean our experience isn't real or that it's invalidated in any way. Just notice what the experience really is. It's more like an inquiry, not trying to do anything with it. So again, just notice what the good outcome is, the ludicrously good outcome, and then the dismal failure, and the good outcome. Beyond anything you could have imagined. And then allow just the dismal failure. Like when we released a thought of failure doesn't mean anything to us. It's like it's impersonal, it's just a thought arise. What we don't want is it buried where it'll have too much power. So just allow any thoughts of failure. Like, oh my God, I am such a loser. Just allow that to be here. I'm not belittling that thought. I've spent many nights awake with that one. I know how painful it is, but when we release, we do sometimes see how crazy those thoughts are. So, yeah. So just be kind to yourself too. It's very important just to be gentle. And then whatever's left of this, could you just allow yourself just to relax, unwind inside, allow any remaining disturbance just to dissolve? And could you, just for now, just allow things to unfold exactly as they're going to, as they do in each moment? That doesn't mean passivity. It's just an allowing yourself to be as enthusiastic as you are on some days and allowing yourself to need to take a step back on other days. So it's just allowing your natural energy to be very high some days and your natural energy just to need to take a step back on others. And allow yourself to just receive from the world, from your friends, from whatever, and allow yourself to give. And just allow yourself to be in the flow of all that's unfolding as best you can. And again, if there's any disturbance that's come from that or any excitement, just notice what that's appearing in or on. And then as best you can, just allow it to dissolve, unwind. So that you can just rest in the peace that you are. Thank you. Thank you for your attention. I hope that was helpful.